around the south part of Toronto, my house.
It's a 5 minutes of Great Britain, Winston Churchill. No more effective visible means of illustrating the solidarity of the American and British people might be found for this. The President of the United States, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, lighting the tree. World must be the symbol of war, hope, and aspirations. The invocation will be given by His Excellency, the Most Reverend Joseph Collins. District of Columbia's Commissioner Guy Mason makes the introductory address. It was President Coolidge who inaugurated this custom of the President of the United States lighting the nation's Christmas tree. Now President Roosevelt, and President Roosevelt's naval aide, of the people just in front of the South Portico. There goes the band playing Rumbles and Flourish. The Marine Band is playing Rumbles and Flourish. Here's our new District Commissioner Guy Mason.
The most reverend is Joseph Collins, Deacon Collins. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Lord God, Father of us all, tonight celebrating as war and Christmas meet in our fatherland. Here, a united people, girded for battle, themselves the peace of Christmas, nor find strangeness in our world. All the material resources with which thou hast blessed our native land, we consecrate here to the dread task of war. On land and water, in the sky above, shall the destroyers of liberty find us certainly to prove that the things for which men gladly die shall have, as long as they have had, the unfailing loyalty, the untiring defense, the return. We pray for all who have power. Therefore, for the leader we have chosen, keep him in thy grace through this stress of war, strong and tender, wise and fearless, nor let his hand be shaken. Shall see this nation of joy, yea, of honor, truth, and justice. We pray also to the leader of our great alliance, the man of tears and flesh, and daring, and the will to wait through failure without faltering, due to their complex and planning. The United Efforts of Total War proved the quickest leveling of the path to speed and freedom. Father of all men, suffer in the world today, thy children, our brothers, and purge our hearts of all who, having defiled their people's freedom, have made the people know they upon this earth. O God, thou art not mocked. We wait thy hour of peace, even as we advance the green. Bless all who pray for thy peace, and give thou strength of us to keep battle for its victory, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Mr. President, Mr. Roosevelt, and all distinguished Christian crusaders in the past 15, the Prime Minister Churchill. We, the citizens
members of the National Council greet you on this, at the eve of the birthday of our Savior. Mr. President, we really want to have our community Christmas tree, a live tree, in a White House crown. You have made the event, now 19 years old, a national one. This is time. As our national leader in the defense of old faiths and ideas, here to your neighbors, your neighbors here at Fullerton, and Prime Minister Churchill, God bless you and keep you safe.
God from the side.
operation of weapons and materials of war. There is commanded also on us the preparation of our parts. When we make ready our parts for the labor and the suffering and the ultimate victory which lie ahead, then we observe Christmas Day with all of its memory and all of its meaning, as we the way. in courage and in sacrifice for the sake of our fellow soldiers everywhere. And so I am asking my associate, my old and good friend, to say a word to the people of America, old and young, tonight. Winston Churchill, Prime Minister of England.
Cast aside for this night of peace, the care
The first address, the Prime Minister Churchill.